It doesn't sound like music, it sounds like machinery. Kind of electronic machinery at work. There's no melody, no attempt at any kind of pleasing sound for the ear. So, while in the town, I had heard coming from somewhere this music being piped over some speakers. And it was this crazy sound. And there was a voice, it must have been a computerized voice generated on the computer. And every once in a while, over this crazy sound, you heard this voice. And the voice simply was saying,
"Send me to hell. Send me to hell."
Yeah, it was definitely a hellish experience to hear that.
"Send me to hell."
So I was really amazed, and I was thinking how this is their prayer. This is their prayer. Krishna's in their heart, and he can deliver them immediately from this material existence. But what is their prayer?
"Send me to hell."
All right. So Krishna says, all right, if that's what you want, you can go there. But we shouldn't blame Krishna, because that is our desire. He has entered our heart with his full potency. But, and he has said, he has actually explained in Bhagavad Gita that has been mentioned here in the purport, how we can derive the benefit of the Lord's full potency by fully surrendering to him. Sarva dharma paricchitta mamikam sharanam vajam. And full surrender to Krishna, he explains, means chetasa sarva karma. In whatever you're doing, in whatever situation you may have in this material world, under the modes of nature, all your work should be done for me. Now that's quite logical, because whatever we're doing is only possible by Krishna's grace. Our sarva karmani, all of our work, is only made possible by Krishna's presence in the heart. So why shouldn't we think of him? And why shouldn't we offer the fruits of all our activities to him? And Krishna says, in this way, I will appear in your intelligence. Buddhi yoga mapashita. Majita satatamba. So this is actually the opposite point. Prahlad Maharaj says he's describing those to whom Krishna never appears in their intelligence, Matir na Krishna. But Krishna says anyone can have me appear in their intelligence if they just do this. Surrender to me and always think of me in all their activities. But there are those who are, as Krishna says, agyas. They are just ignorant. They don't want to know. As the word ignorant indicates, ignorant, ignore. They ignore Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita. They ignore the preaching of Krishna's devotees, agnascha, shraddhanascha. They ignore because they have no faith. They prefer that state of doubt. This is very interesting. They prefer to be always in a situation of doubt, never sure about anything. This is the modern philosophy, you see. How can we know what's true and what's not true? Better we just stay in a position of samsara, means doubt. So that we're not convinced of anything, any dogma. Yeah, we just write everything off, all preaching, all philosophy as being dogma, various relative ideas. So we don't have to take anything seriously. So what are we left with? My senses.